L. Pavlovsky and Carl Meek.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.4968 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, approximately 1,115 feet north of Bayard Road. The 911 address is 36169 Zion Church Road, Frankfurt. The tax map is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 82.03. Staff would submit for the record the staff analysis, a survey, the Sussex Conservation District comments, comments from Delta, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Okay, before we get started, Mr. Ford, were you trying to get a thumb drive?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Carmen Pavlovsky, Carmelita, but better known as Carmen. This is my brother, Carl, and we own the property on Zion Church Road. I actually live on 37236 Wooded Way in Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. You said to give the address. Okay, and this is the property that is currently listed as agricultural, residential, / conditional. The person that we bought the parcel from originally had a garden center there. Then he changed it to a barbecue stand. So the conditional use as of then, when we bought it, is barbecue stand. But we decided that we really thought we would not want to do a barbecue stand, but do something else. We've been approached by several businesses. One does have a lawn center. Wants to put a garden center in. Another person approaches about putting a dance center in. There are two buildings. They're separate. One is smaller, one's bigger. I actually had thought about, now that I'm actually down here in Delaware permanently, about using the smaller building maybe to do like refinishing antique furniture and doing something like that. And we thought if the person who didn't want to put the garden center in, he still seems very, very interested. We thought, well, if we could change it to B1, it would give us the opportunity to maybe put another small, like a bakery or something other small that would benefit the communities there. And I think it would be something that communities that we would put in there, they would like to have in there. And we're a lot of new buildings going on down there. So that's what we basically want to do. My brother's taken pictures and he has.
Yeah, I'm taking pictures of the barbecue stand and.
I'm sorry, would you give us your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Carl Meek. I'm sorry, I thought my sister introduced
just
us
to. Just to be on.
I am him.
Yeah. The red tape, there we go.
For the record. And I guess, like, a kind word would be that the current building structure there is dated at best. We would certainly, just from our own point of view, want to be able to kind of improve the appearance of it. And we kind of figured we're not really cut out for the barbecue business, which we thought we were in 2015 when we purchased it. Since then, my sister's got two grandchildren, and that time that we thought we'd be working there kind of got taken away from us.
They'll do that to you.
The surrounding area, we're surrounded to the north and east by about 14 acres. That looks like it's going to be land that's going to be, you know, developed at one point when it's purchased. There's really kind of nothing across the street. As you move up Zion Church Road, there's a proposed medical center that's supposed to go in, and I think that's been proposed for some time. Further up the street, I think there's like 60 acres of C1 zoning. There is a storage building kind of business up the street too. I think on the corner of Deer Run and Zion Church, there's B1 zoning there already. So we think the request is maybe consistent with the area and the zoning surrounding us. We don't think the type of businesses that we've been approached by. I've also contacted a bank that had some interest too. So we think that area would be improved by a change of zoning, that we could do something more practical with
and beneficial to the community, surrounding communities. So, That's short and sweet, so if you have any questions.
And my only regret is I didn't bring my son to have a PowerPoint presentation ready for me, but.
We're good. Thank you very much.
We have the pictures we can leave with you.
Yeah, we need to make sure those are part of the record, so you can give those to Mrs. Cornwell.
All right, we'll see if we have any questions for you. Mr. Wheatley.
Thank you. I believe I heard you say that you have owned the property since 2015?
Yes, April 27th.
Okay, and are you currently operating the business there, or do you have a tenant, or?
No. We attempted a little bit of snowball stand. We didn't do the complete barbecue. We did a little bit of snowball stand and stuff, but we decided that we were maybe just probably better off to change it around, especially when the young man who was cutting our lawn approached me. He said, look, you know, maybe I'd like to be really interested in putting a garden center there. And I said, well, you know, maybe we work together. Now that I'm down here, I'd like to have the other little shop and refinish my furniture and maybe, you know, sell some antiques out of it.
Your immediate neighbors are all AR1 zones, is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you,
it's land. There's not really, the only house that's there residential is right, is across the street and to the left. And she's my assurance lady at the insurance company in town. And she's delighted that we would be putting something there. I guess because she's lived there, she experienced the garden center, she experienced the barbecue stand. And I don't think she knew I was going to do this. I don't think she had any, she was not opposed to it at all.
I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
No questions, thanks.
No questions.
Okay. I have no questions.
No questions.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see if anybody else has anything to say. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Okay. Last chance, folks. Yep. I will be closing the public hearing now. And again, you're welcome to stay here till the end of the night when we talk about things and see if we make a decision. You might have a mess to clean up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, next up we have an ordinance to amend. Okay, the ordinance to amend.
The commercial zones. How about we call it that instead of reading the whole entire title?
Read that into the record,
God
please.
God bless you, Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, no, we had to do it when we introduced it. I think we all know exactly what the agenda says. As a little bit of background, so this ordinance was introduced